Imagine you're in a big race, running towards a finish line. But here's the tricky part. The finish line seems to be hiding in the mist. You're tired, feeling a bit lost, and wondering if all this effort is worth it. Well, guess what? Behind that foggy uncertainty, your victory tape is waiting to be crossed. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Picture yourself in a vast race, your feet pounding the ground towards a finish line. Yet, here's the tricky part. The finish line seems to be playing hide and seek in the mist, making you question your every step. You're weary, feeling a bit lost, and perhaps wondering if all the sweat and struggle are worth it. Well, here's the plot twist. Beyond that foggy uncertainty, just a little further, your victory tape is waiting to be crossed. This message is like a friendly hand on your shoulder saying, "Don't give up. You are so close." We're going to explore some comforting words from the Bible and stories that feel like they could be part of your everyday life. So, buckle up for a chat that's like a good friend pulling you up when you're on the verge of dropping. It's a reminder that even in the midst of exhaustion, there's a hidden finish line, and what awaits you there is worth every step. God's faithfulness. Think about a good friend who always keeps their promises. Now, imagine that friend is God. The Bible says in Lamentations 3 verses 22 to 23 that God's love is super steady and never runs out. It's like a brand new batch of kindness every morning. So, even when you're feeling tired and worn out, God's love is still there, cheering you on. Remember the sunrise? It happens every day, right? That's a bit like God's faithfulness, reliable and constant. When things get tough, hold on to the idea that God's love is renewed just for you each day. You might not see the finish line yet, but trust that God is with you, guiding you closer to your victory. Don't throw in the towel just yet because, with God's faithfulness, you're much closer to winning than you think. Learning through struggles. Think about a superhero in a movie. They often face tough times before saving the day, right? Now, consider the story of Joseph from the Bible. He went through some really hard stuff like being betrayed and even sent to jail. But in the end, he became a big deal in Egypt. Here's the cool part. Just like those superheroes in Joseph, your tough times are like training for something amazing. It's like going through challenges to become stronger and ready for a big win. Remember, in Genesis 50 verse 20, Joseph said that what others meant for harm, God turned into something good. So, when you face tough times, don't give up. You're in training for something awesome. Your struggles are like the scenes in a superhero movie, setting you up for a victory that's just around the corner. Keep going because your story is getting better, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. Community support. Imagine you're not alone in this race. It's more like a team sport than a solo run. Picture having friends around, like your own personal cheering squad. In Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25, the Bible talks about helping and not missing out on spending time together, like teammates sticking together. Being part of a group, whether it's a sports team or a big family, can make a world of difference. When you're feeling worn out, your friends become like a cheering section, giving you high fives or pep talks to lift your spirits. So, if the race is getting tough and you're thinking about giving up, don't forget about your Christian buddies. Share what's on your mind, let them in on your struggles. Sometimes, a few words of encouragement from friends can be the boost you need to keep pushing forward. Remember, it's not just about you, it's about the team. In this race of life, having your friends around can make the journey more enjoyable and less challenging. So, don't hesitate to connect and lean on each other. The strength you find in your Christian community can be the very thing that carries you through the tough moments and gets you closer to the finish line. Unseen miracles. Think about something really amazing but kind of hidden, like a surprise gift waiting for you. The Bible, in John 20 verse 29, talks about believing even when you can't see everything. It's like having faith in something awesome that's just around the corner. Imagine you're in a magic show. The magician does tricks you can't figure out. It's a bit like miracles. Sometimes, the most fantastic things happen when you least expect them. Even though you might not see it, God is working in your life in ways you can't notice right away. So, when you're feeling tired and it seems like the finish line is far away, hold on to the idea that there are miracles happening behind the scenes. Your journey might have hidden blessings that you can't see yet. Keep believing, even if you can't see everything clearly right now. Just like the magic trick, your unseen miracles could be the surprise that gets you closer to your victory. Your purpose awaits. Imagine life is like a big puzzle, and each piece is a part of your story. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, the Bible says God has plans for you, like a roadmap for your future. Your purpose is like the picture on the puzzle box, and you're putting it together piece by piece. Think about a chef making a delicious dish. They have a recipe, and each ingredient plays a part. In the same way, God has a plan, and each part of your journey is like an ingredient working together for something amazing. Even when things are tough, remember that your journey is leading you to a purpose uniquely crafted for you. So, don't let tiredness make you forget the bigger picture. Your life has a special meaning, and each step gets you closer to discovering it. Even if the finish line seems far, trust that every experience, good or tough, is shaping you for a purpose that's waiting. Your story is unfolding, and the purpose that awaits you is worth every step of the journey. Keep going. All right, imagine you're almost at the end of a challenging video game. You've been through tough levels, but you can see the victory screen. In the same way, even though life can be a bit tricky, you're closer to winning than you realize. So, after talking about God's steady love, the lessons in hard times, having friends around, the hidden miracles, and your unique purpose, it's like having a superhero team supporting you in this race. Don't forget, you're not alone. Imagine you're about to open an awesome present. The finish line is like unwrapping that gift. It might feel far, but it's worth it. Your story is like an exciting book, and every page, even the tough ones, is bringing you to a great ending. Life can be a bit like a roller coaster, with ups and downs. So, don't let tiredness make you step off before the exciting part. Your finish line is there, and what's waiting for you is super worth the journey. Don't give up. You're so close to the victory screen. Keep going, and remember, your story is getting better with every step.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.